Hi there, this is Tracy. Today I'm going to talk about intuition and how we probably had it knocking on our door and we ignored it. Do you know that your mind actually sends you messages? It is intuition. It is these little voices that are begging us to listen. And I was exactly where you are today. My journey has been 2 years, and I feel like I'm on the other side. And I can't wait till you get here, because we can all heal. Each chapter of our life is just a chapter. And when we start to understand that intuition has been a part of our chapters all of our life, then we start to be able to heal, because we can listen, we can tune into those voices and start to care about ourselves enough to listen. So I want you to do some things. The first thing I want you to do is think about something, the first thing that comes into your mind that confused you about your narcissist. Things they might have said, things they did, their actions that just weren't equaling what they were saying. And you sat there just like shaking your head, or like, wait, that doesn't make sense. None of this makes sense. Think of that thing right now. The first thing that pops into your mind. Maybe it's that they have no accountability. Maybe it's that they have no empathy, or that they were blaming others. These are behaviors that are part of the gaslighting thing. It's when we sit there and we listen to these things and we just go, that doesn't sound right. That is our intuition. Our little voices are telling us to listen. That doesn't make sense. Don't listen to their excuses. Don't listen to the bullshit that tells us that they've got some justification for this. Think of the reason that confused you. Really write it down. If you don't analyze this step by step, you're not going to find the patterns. So if you can think of that, write it down, and then think about, why was it? What was it about that particular thing, that event, that betrayal, that lack of empathy? Maybe you were sick and they didn't help you. Maybe you were sick and they ignored you. Maybe they didn't defend you at your in-laws' house. There's so many different things that are these conflicts of what they've told us. It's a Jekyll and Hyde behavior, and we are part of the circus. We have to take ourselves out of that circus and understand why they did these things. And as you're analyzing that one thing, start with one. We'll go to more than that afterwards. But as you're analyzing that, did they spin the conversations? Did they blame you for things that you know you didn't do? If you can write this down, if you can think about this and analyze it and understand, what was the message that your intuition was trying to send to you? Then you will be on your way. This is a short video because I want you to do this exercise. I want you to think about messages from your intuition and determine if you can tune into that a little bit better next time. If you can listen to it and have the courage to say that's not right, and start to decide that you're worth more, that you're worth listening to. This is Tracy. I hope you subscribe to my channel. I'm on the other side. I'm over here, and maybe you're not there yet, but you're gonna come on this journey with me, and we are going to get there. There's so much that we can do together, and I hope that you stay tuned and start to listen to your intuition. Your intuition is telling you exactly what you need to know to protect yourself. So start listening, subscribe to my channel, and have a great day. This is Tracy. That's all I got.